Week 2, Saturday, Sext. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The trouble with success is that it ends. And then what? There's the perfect job you did there in the past. It's gone. It gleamed and slid into oblivion. Its termination sends the message that time never stops or bends back on itself to live again. It's rid of that. Success is failure. So long, kid. You can't retrieve the gold your glory spends. But if success is failure, failure is success in this perverted world. You see, the failure's effort throws itself beyond the grave, where it is treasured by a fond Redeemer who transforms it mightily. You want the same success that once was his. It is a blessing for people to be hungry and thirsty for virtue, because then they will be satisfied. Psalm 112. A man who reveres Yahweh has received a blessing, but even more than this, if he has joy in his commandments, considering that his descendants will be powerful on earth, descendants of his will also receive blessings. Every kind of wealth and riches will be in his family, for his virtue will last forever, giving light from his honesty to the darkness. He is pleasant, full of kindness, and decent. In generosity, a good man lends what he has, just using discretion to guide his affairs. Kindly men like him will never be shaken, lasting forever in human memory for their virtue. Mountains of bad news will not faze them. Never shaken in their hearts, they trust Yahweh. Over every adversity, their firm hearts are fixed, putting aside any fear, quietly looking on as their enemies are thwarted. Readily and open-handedly, they give what they have to the poor, so that their virtue endures forever, head crowned with honor. Then immoral people will see this and weep, unable to keep from gnashing their teeth. Vindictive people's desires will all vanish. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It is a blessing for people to be hungry and thirsty for virtue, because then they will be satisfied. My heart is firm, my God, my heart is firm. Psalm 108. My heart is firm, my God, my heart is firm, and I will sing your praises. Wake up, my soul, wake up, lyre and harp, I will waken the dawn. I thank you, Yahweh, here among the Gentiles, and I praise you among these foreigners, because your mercy reaches high into the sky, and your truth goes up beyond the clouds. My God, rise up above the sky to shine your glory over all the earth, so that your friends will be saved. Please save me with your strong hand and set me free. God has spoken in his holy place, I will be triumphant, I will divide Shechem, and set the borders of the valley of Succoth. Gilead belongs to me, and so does Manasseh, and I will wear Ephraim on my head for a helmet. Judah will be my scepter, while Moab is the basin I will wash in, and I will use Edom for a footstool and shout in triumph over Philistia. But who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me into Edom? Are you not the one, my God? But you have rejected us. Is it not to be you who did not go out with our armies? Please give us help in our trouble, because human help is no use at all. We will act bravely with God's help, because he is the one who will trample down our enemies. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My heart is firm, my God. My heart is firm. Reading, 1 Kings 2:2-3. So be strong and prove that you are a man, and fulfill the assignment given you by your God Yahweh, to walk along the path he has mapped out, and to follow his rules, his commandments, his orders, and his regulations, as they were written down in the law of Moses, so that you will succeed in everything you do, and whatever you turn your hand to. Please guide me, Master, along the path outlined by your rules, because this is all I desire. Master, please fill us with the resplendent light of your eternal love, so that we will love you above everything else, and our brothers and sisters for your sake. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.